we'll go in today and watch the film and, you know, take the positive from it. You know, I think, you know, the positive from it right now is we benefit from seeing where we stand as a team and, you know, compare it to one of the elite teams in the league and, you know, knowing where we have to improve and, you know, going out this week in practice and, you know, preparing at a higher level.
How much of a factor was the number of snaps you guys were out there as a defense?
Well, we prepare ourselves for that, you know, more mentally than physically, really, with camp and playing in the heat. You know, it should be an advantage for us, but being out there 80 plays, it's rough, but, you know, we go into the game expecting anything.
Is this the kind of week where leadership becomes that much more important in the locker room?
Absolutely, because, I mean, the younger guys look up to us to see how we respond, so we got to make sure we respond in a positive way and you know, lead by example. You know, we can't go out there Wednesday slouching in practice with our heads down. You know, we got to go out there with our heads up, you know, full speed ahead and, you know, keep the young guys on board.
For some outside, you know, fans and so forth, you know, the sky's falling. It's 0-2 and obviously another kind of performance that everybody wanted yesterday. How do you keep the perspective of where we are in the season?
Well, it's a long season. You know, we just got to be professionals. There's 14 games left. We have no idea how those are going to turn up, and we just got to, you know, prepare, you know, as if we want to go 14-0 for the rest of the regular season. We'll continue to work that way and just keep pushing.
It makes this week not just the game important, but I think this week important in terms of how you guys respond, what you do as a group.
It's another division opponent. They're obviously coming off a win against a team that beat us. So, you know, we'll prepare. You know, Andrew Luck's a good quarterback. And, you know, we'll take the approach as we do any other week. And just come out and work hard on Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, get ready mentally towards the end of the week.
You start just like you do after any game. You know, if you win or you lose, you got to treat them the same. You got to evaluate it. See, you know, where you did good. See where you can improve. And then move forward.
This seems like a group that will be able to circle the wagons, doesn't it? Is that kind of the feel around here that you guys are, yeah, it's 0-2, but there's a long season, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's 14 games left to play. Not discounting the two that we just lost, but, you know, there's time, you know, to turn this thing around, and we look to do that this week.
It's a stinger, though, right? I mean, this was a division game. All the hype went into the home opener and stuff. A little disappointing. It's got to be disappointing. Right?
Again, I don't really look at it that way. It's a division game, and it's a game that we have to have. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Colts don't care what happened this week. You know, we got to go out on Sunday and play.
Just got to continue. Continue to work the process. Technique and fundamentals. Execution of plays. Win more plays than we lose. Get off the field on third down as a defense. Execute on third down as an offense. Win the field position battle as a special teams unit. Football, it doesn't change. That's football. And that's what we have to do every Sunday or Thursday or Monday night, whenever we're playing. We have to do that and be able to win these games.
This seems like a group that will be able to circle the wagons and rally, right?
Yeah, we have to right the ship. I think we have the guys in this locker room to get the young guys understanding. This is not college. One or two losses doesn't mean that you're out of it. And just understand where we're at. Understand that we're not going to drop our heads, but there's no room for smiling. You know, it's not to get tight, but understand that there's a refocus that we have to have. That there's definitely a refocus that we have to have, and understanding that, you know, we can't be saying the same message next week. It has to be a different message, and that's, okay, we played good football. We played winning football, and we won the game.